K99.3 WKVI. I'm Anita Gooden, and joining me today is Wendy Venturini. Wendy is a Fox Sports 1 reporter, and she also does some co-anchoring and some pit reporting for Performance Racing Network. Wendy, how are you today?
I'm great, Anita. Thanks for having me on.
Now, you're on your way to Pocono, is that right?
Yeah, we're headed to Pocono this weekend. You know, typically every Thursday we head out. We'll be at the racetrack all weekend long, covering the series that are there. Actually, I'll actually be covering the ARCA race this weekend on Fox Sports 1 as well, which is Saturday afternoon. So I haven't done that in a few years, but it's kind of a homecoming for me because my family's racing is based in the ARCA series. So it's going to be fun to cover the ARCA series again.
Now, they call the Pocono Raceway the Tricky Triangle. What can we look forward to at this track this weekend?
Oh, Pocono is always fun to, you know, a lot of people don't look forward to Pocono, but it's actually one of my favorite tracks on the circuit, one of my favorite cities to visit. The family that runs it, the Agdalskis, they're just very welcoming and very family-oriented, and we like going to the Pocono area. And that racetrack in itself is just so different than all the other racetracks we go to. It's not your typical mile-and-a-half cookie cutters, as many people call the other speedway races. So it's fun, it's different, and of course with three turns, yeah, it's unique in itself compared to any racetrack in motorsports. So looking forward to it. They did a little bit of changes. There is a bump off of turn three that I think they've shaved down this year. So we're going to see how that fares out when the cars hit the track on Friday.
One thing that I noticed this year is that you are going to be doing a first. You're going to be co-anchoring a radio broadcast for Performance Racing Network. And that's the first time a woman has actually sat in the anchor chair for a NASCAR broadcast. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, for a Sprint Cup race. So about 2 years ago, Doug Rice, the president of PRN Radio, approached me about doing the nationwide broadcast. You know, I had done a couple pit road races for them, typically just filling in for people on pit road for their radio broadcast. And so I did Sprint Cup races on pit road, and then they invited me in the booth to cover the nationwide series. So last year, it was historical moment when I got in the booth to cover the NASCAR Nationwide Series, co-anchoring that, and I've been doing that for the majority of this season as well. But in September, there will be a cup race that Doug has now asked me to step up to the plate and co-anchor a Sprint Cup race for PRN Radio, and that will be at Loudoun, New Hampshire in September. So I'm looking forward to it. I don't know. I don't set out to be the first female to do anything in motorsports, but I just try go out there and do the best job I can and take every opportunity that is presented to me and make the best out of it. So that's what's kind of happened here at PRN, and it's, I'm just very blessed to be the person that can call myself the first woman to do so.
What do you like about motorsports?
Oh, what do I like? Well, I was born and raised in the sport. My father is a retired cup driver, so I've been in the NASCAR community from birth my whole entire life, and I didn't want to drive cars and I didn't want to work on them, so I decided to go down the media side of motorsports. But I've essentially have been at the racetrack my whole entire life, and so I decided to stay in the family business and work on the television side of the motorsports industry, and it's what I'm passionate about. It's easy to do a job, if you call it a job, when you love it so much and you're passionate about it every day. And so it seems to make life a little bit easier when you find something that you love to do and you get paid to do it. So that's the beautiful part about working in motorsports. It's something that's been in our family for three generations, and so I'm just kind of continuing that tradition. And then, of course, my family still races in the ARCA series, so at many, many weekends we are actually in the same city at a racetrack. And then my husband works in the industry as well, so it's a family affair for us.
Do you think it's difficult for women to break into the motorsports industry as a female reporter?
It's maybe a little bit different than some other sports, perhaps, just because not a lot of females have done it. You don't find a lot of females covering NASCAR full-time on a weekly basis like we do in the NASCAR Sprint Cup garage area. But it's funny, my mom has been around racing my father's whole entire career, which stems back from the 70s. And so in the 80s, when my dad was racing Winston Cup, he actually had an all-female pit crew. And back then, my mom was listed as the car owner. And women were not technically allowed in the garage area in NASCAR back then. So my mom, who was listed as the car owner and went over the wall on my dad's pit crew, had to be escorted through the garage area back then. So we've come a very long way in the last 20, 30 years, and I'm just proud to be able to continue that tradition and blaze a trail for other ladies beyond my years.
I know that I'm trying very hard to get my foot in the door somewhere. So I think this is a good start anyway.
Yeah, it's a different beast, but I think what's important about covering motorsports, whether you're male or female, is just that you know the industry and you know the players involved, and to have that mutual respect between media member and player, i.e. driver, and that's what gets, you know, the good information, have good resources in the garage area. It takes an enormous amount of trust, the trust factor, when there's a lot of rumors flying around the garage area, because we are such a small community. 400 or 500 of us basically live together for 10 months of the year. So we are a small family out there in NASCAR.
What is your perspective from in the booth as regards to being in the pits?
Oh, it's completely different. So I'll tell you, the view in itself on pit road is just completely different what I've covered through the years. You know, this is my 11th season covering NASCAR full time, and for so many of those years my view has been on pit road looking at the race cars in the garage area. So now being up in the booth, it's just a different view, looking down on the race cars, looking at the roof of the race cars and at the numbers on top instead of the other angle that I'm used to. So just that in itself, and being up high for a vantage point, is a little bit unique for me. And in my years of working in NASCAR, it's still something that's new to me in the last year. So that's been fun, but it's kind of like the spotters in NASCAR. You have to really, really be on your toes to make sure you're calling the right race car, make sure you're on the best battle on the racetrack. So it's an interesting scenario being up there in the booth, but it's been fun and a challenge for me. But I've always said, if you're not willing to kind of put yourself on the line and take a risk, then you're really not going to know what the reward could be in the end.
If I'm not a fan of NASCAR, how would you convince me to be a fan of NASCAR?
Well, in my eyes, it doesn't really take a whole lot of convincing. If they're at the racetrack, it's pretty simple. I meet people every week at the racetrack that I've never been and will frankly say, I don't understand why cars go in circles. What's so interesting? Then they spend the day with me and they're hooked for life, because it's more, obviously, than just cars going in circles. There is a sense of community down there in the garage area. There's so many personalities involved. And once you get down there and you get to meet many of the players involved, many of the personalities, whether it's the media or the race car drivers or the crew members, crew chiefs, whatever it may be, everybody has a story. And I think it's just entertaining in itself just to hear from many of them. I had the opportunity last week to give a VIP tour to some guests that had won an auction for charity, for Speedway Children's Charities. Now, one of the ladies had never been to a racetrack in her life, and so I took these four fans around for the day at Charlotte Motor Speedway, and I showed them everything. They literally got the VIP tour, because I took them behind the scenes where people typically wouldn't be allowed anyways.
That's cool.
Had a blast, and it was just it's a good experience for me, too, because then I get to see from a fan's perspective that's never been to a racetrack, and listening to her responses and her reactions, what really got her going and what really piqued her interest. So I think it's good for people like myself to do that, and then it's good to get the new fans in there. It's all about keeping our fan base growing.
Well, Wendy, good luck this weekend at Pocono. And I do have one more question for you. I normally ask the drivers this question, that's sort of the question that everybody kind of waits for, all my listeners. But I have to ask you, what is your favorite kind of cake?
My favorite kind of what?
Cake.
Cake?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't think I've ever been asked that. Let's see. I don't know. My mom makes a delicious carrot cake that's pretty fantastic. But I don't attempt the recipe because I tell her I don't want to messed up too much. But yeah, she has a carrot cake. That's pretty good.
That's a good answer. All right. Well, Wendy, have a good time at Pocono this weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Take care, Anita. Thanks so much.
Thanks. That's Wendy Venturini here on Behind the Wheel. I'm Anita Gooden.